John had to urge him on when he stopped to visit. Close behind came Rob, in grey wool trimmed with white, the stark colours. He had the Princess Marcella on his arm. She was a wisp of a girl, not quite 8, her hair a cascade of golden curls under a jewelled net. John noticed the shy look she gave Rob as they passed between the tables, and the timid way she smiled at him. He decided she was insipid. Rob didn't even have the sense to realize how stupid she was. He was grinning like a fool. His half-sisters escorted the royal princes. Arya was paired with plump young Tommen, whose white blonde hair was longer than hers. Sansa, 2 years older, drew the crown prince, Joffrey Baratheon. He was 12, younger than John or Rob, but taller than either, to John's vast dismay. Prince Joffrey had his sister's hair and his mother's deep green eyes. A thick tangle of blonde curls dripped down past his golden choker and high velvet collar. Sansa looked radiant as she walked beside him. But John did not like Joffrey's pouty lips, or the bored, disdainful way he looked at Winterfell's great hall. He was more interested in the pair that came behind him, the Queen's brothers, the Lannisters of Casterly Rock. The Lion and the Imp. There was no mistaking which was which. Sir Jaime Lannister was twin to Queen Cersei, tall and golden, with flashing green eyes and a smile that cut like a knife. He wore crimson silk, high black boots, a black satin cloak. On the breast of his tunic, the lion of his house was embroidered in gold thread, roaring its defiance. They called him the Lion of Lannister to his face, and whispered, "Kingslayer," behind his back.